96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, CFAO, Ron's Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, the Water and Sewage Corporation, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and the Digital Transformation Unit.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are today going to talk several issues that are making news and a couple issues that curiously have slipped away from the news, the forefront of the news. We'll talk about that. I wasn't here on Friday. I was greeted today with a stack of letters. I will read these at my first available opportunity. But I do want to tell you that the Water and Sewage Corporation says that they are disconnections as of the end of the month, March 23rd, which they've already been disconnecting people. So I don't know why they're saying it starts March 23rd when they've already been doing that. A lot of people are going to be without water, and that's unfortunate. But at this point, you're going to have to go and speak to the Water and Sewage Corporation about any possible issues that you are facing in terms of your water disconnection, all right? Now, I'm going to say this. You should have had your game plan in place. You should have known this day was coming. A lot of you probably still can't afford to pay your water bills, which is unfortunate, but you got to have a plan in place, all right? Now, I still have a dispute with the Water and Sewage Corporation, so we'll see how that all shakes out. But I have a game plan in place, as I indicated previously. All right, so a couple of issues, okay, that are in the news, one of them being the PLP talking about marital rape, Wayne Monroe talking about marital rape. I tell you what, tomorrow's International Women's Day, and this is, I believe we celebrate International Women's Month this month. I don't really get the point of to vacillate and whip up this issue of marital rape and discuss it ad nauseum as if this is the only thing that is germane to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and is such a national priority. What I believe is that, what I believe should happen is that they should just go ahead and fix the law and change the wording for the exception to rape being somebody's spouse. And that don't take no referendum. It don't take no bunch of town hall meetings. It's an act of parliament that can be done on Wednesday. They could pass it through the House Wednesday, push it through the Senate Thursday, gazette it on Friday, and that'll be the end of that. So I don't see why we're talking about marital rape still to this day, years and years and years after successive administrations have committed to criminalizing marital rape. All right? I really don't understand why we're still going on and on about it. Having said that, I can understand what Wayne Monroe is saying in terms of what you call it, is in terms of that may make people more comfortable, and that may be something that would gain more widespread support. But sometimes, you know, if you take the utilitarian view, the minority sometimes has to make these big calls, all right, that affect the majority, right? In this day and age of social media, I'd be shocked if a lot of things that got passed through the House as social mores changed and we applied modern understanding of some concepts to the real world we live in, if they were to be blasted all over. So, and you're whipping up a frenzy. For what reason, I don't understand. Just go ahead and do it. Also, I'm going to say this. Maybe not have the more advanced in age ladies up there talking about getting woken up in the night because your husband wants some, and how sweet, that's the best type of sex you can have. I don't. Didn't you make the potato salad at the Easter brunch a couple of years ago? I'm going to ask you not to make the potato salad this year, since you're, I can't separate your potato salad from the notion of how easily aroused you are, and only women who are very sexually easily aroused should get married and others should stay single. I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't know if we have a common understanding of what consent is. So anyway, you can stop talking about it. Go ahead and do what you need to do to go ahead and protect the segment of women in the population who are not protected. I'm not talking about regular married couples who have normal relationships. These are for women and men who are in extreme situations who do need that protection under law. That's all that's for. It's not for everyone to go to jail. It's not for every man to fare. He's going to be thrown before the court for having sex with his wife. I don't understand how this all got twisted. But then again, we went from gender equality to the homosexuals are going to get married a couple of years ago. I didn't understand that then either. But that's just kind of how it evolved once the church got involved in it. Send it to this day. Someone used to say,
what did they say?
He'll probably text me today. He used to text me all the time. He's like, y'all talking about marital rape? He said this about a lot of different things. He's like, y'all talking about marital rape and man marrying man, bro. And then we talk about Trump, but Trump was violent. And he goes, y'all talking about Trump and man marrying man, bro. And I'm like, I'm sorry, did man stop marrying man in the United States when Trump was president? Or did man not marry man in record numbers? And Trump and nobody in his entire party, in the entire nation, did anything at all about it. That's all what I'm saying. You ain't gonna call it rape. I don't know what you call it. You wanna call it, what do you wanna call it that's not gonna offend everybody on earth? So don't call it rape. Call it what? Sexual aggression? Sexual violence? Is there anything? Is there a neat? Is that a neat way to do it? Oh, someone's giving me perspective. Okay. It says that's a shaky topic. These women would lock everyone up. These dudes, sweetheart and gone to jail. Okay. Is that what it is? Is that what it is? You're afraid they're going to get you locked up if you're sweetheart and they're going to throw that at you? Marital rape? All right, I guess. Now, maybe my concept of marriage is an antiquated one. Aren't you not supposed to be sweethearting? When you get married, isn't that the point of getting married? No? Marriage is just a transitory date that, for what? I don't get it. What's the purpose of getting married if you're continuing to sweetheart? I'm sorry, this is a touchy topic. I know y'all are sweethearting out here. I get it. You guys are independently wealthy, and you have the energy of a young bull and you can deal with 2-3 different women mentally, financially, physically, sexually, at a time. Some of us can't. Some of us aren't set up that way financially, or in terms of tolerance, or in terms of desire. Could you imagine having two? Anyway, let me stop. I'm going to get in trouble. Two wives. You're not even married, no? Yes, it's great. It's beautiful. It's all good all the time. These guys are just sweethearting because, you know, the devil's busy. All right, so I don't get why we're still running out about marital rape. Again, lady from the PLP, I'm sure you're very nice. Just no potato salad from you this year. All right? Maybe next year we'll have washed the imagery that you projected about your sex life out of our heads, and we'll feel comfortable eating your potato salad. But Easter's too close. It's like 5 weeks. We're not gonna be good by then. Anyway, I don't get what you guys are talking about. Either you're gonna do something about it or you're not. If you're not gonna do anything, just stop saying you're gonna do something. Tell the United Nations and stop coming out here clout chasing and going on and on. The lady said, I would play the voice note for you, but then you would be left as profoundly disturbed as I was by her explanations about sex and marriage. I'm thankful no one ever taught me that, or my wife, or I perhaps would not be married. So we lucked out. She got through about 10 years too late. Okay, so marital rape, don't know if it's going to happen. Don't know why. Well, I understand why Raymond Rowe's talking about it, because it could be an issue of citizen safety and security. Yeah, I can see that. And justice. But Raymond Rowe's not the AG. He's not Brave Davis. And quite frankly, this legislation doesn't even need to be drafted again, because we already had it before. We just never went ahead and passed it in the House of Assembly. But y'all go ahead and do what y'all want to do, eh? Knock yourself out. I can't save everybody. People like for me to take on the world. Women who are in situations where your husband is having sex with you without your consent, the Bahamas is not overly concerned about your plight. People who have no idea what you're going through do not have to face those circumstances, are out here saying that y'all are talking stupidness, because you should want to be waking up for your husband to have sex with you any time of night. That's what marriage is, apparently. Void of emotion, void of reasoning, right? Void of your physical state. When your husband wants some, he should get it whenever he wants, because he's unable to do without, I guess. I don't know. He's going to implode, or he's going to what? I don't know. If your husband's coming home at 3 o'clock in the morning, he probably ought doing something that he shouldn't have been doing anyway. Right? Never once did I come home at 3 o'clock in the morning and I have a legitimate reason for doing so, ever. In fact, the one time I came home beyond midnight, it was a major problem. And that has not happened since without very explicit explanations as to why that was so. I could get away with, if there's a national election, I could be out like beyond midnight without any explanation. Right? That's about it. Any other time, unless somebody has died, there's no good reason for me to be out past midnight. Not when I'm not working, and I don't work past midnight. I used to be out like when they had murders and stuff, I would go out 2-3 in the morning, but I wasn't married then. When I got married, I saw, I was like, somebody else got to go cover all the murders, right? Because I wanted to be home with my wife. That's not a part of Bahamian marriage, though. You kind of just pop in. You sleep there. You get some. Maybe she'll make you breakfast. If she won't, your sweetheart will. So. Maybe that's why he's cheating. I'm going to get me get in trouble again. Y'all ain't cooking. That might be because, you know what I'm saying? I knew a guy who cheated. Anyway, let me stop. All right, let's, we got a phone call. That's fine. And we can talk about some other things too. I know a guy, no one's going to know who this is. If you do, I don't know what to tell you. I know a guy who was cheating on his wife because the girl he was having an affair with used to make him tuna and grits. And he's explaining that he's going to go have sex and she's going to make him tuna and grits. And I go, this is none of my business, but can your wife not make you tuna and grits? She doesn't know how to make tuna and grits, so therefore that's what the sweetheart's for. All right, done. Logic, ironclad, airtight. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. 323, we're going to talk about other things too. 323-6232. I don't take it seriously. I'm sorry, okay? If I sound flippant about it, I don't take anybody seriously talking about it anymore. It's something that you're not going to do. Clearly, you're afraid of the political fallout. I don't know why, because none of you in the past 20 years has won re-election. When the older lady's getting up in front of the PLP talking about how hot she is to have it. And if you're not easily sexually aroused, don't get married. The worst advice I've maybe ever heard in my life. And all the old guys in the PLP hall, I don't know all of you personally. Most of you are on like Viagra or Cialis, right? Just cackling, ha ha ha, yeah. So I don't take it serious, because you don't. Because none of you are serious about it, and I don't take you seriously when you're talking about it. Period. It's a big joke to you. You have never had to speak to any woman who's been in this sort of very terrifying situation. It's all come down to nonsense and a big game that we play. And we're all trying to tell each other what sex means in all marriages, like we're the purveyor of all knowledge. So I don't take any of you seriously. Okay? None of you. None. You're not going to do anything about it. And this is one time in my life. I love to be wrong. Prove me wrong. Do something. Take some action. The same set of balls you have hanging all heavy when you go and raise VAT or lower VAT or put VAT on bread bed, the same type of action, the same type of energy you got with that, go shock me and do something to fulfill your commitment to the United Nations. Convention Against Violence Against Women, on violence against women. Go do that. Same energy. Y'all ain't asked too many questions, you know. I didn't hear all that. Taxes, when they come, well, license fees reinstated. You owe last year, too. Ain't nobody kind of went through the community and engaged how everybody felt about it and did all this public education. It's just you owe them money. You want your car license or not? Simple. Right? I don't know what all the slapping up is about. I don't know what y'all getting up in these public forums talking crazy for. Again, lady, I'll never get that image out of my head. It's going to take at least 55 gallons of whiskey. So just forget it, right? Stop wasting our time. We're the ones who put it on the front page. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day, Mr. McCartney. How you doing today?
I'm great. How's it going?
Okay, I was just wondering one thing about, you know, this whole thing about the sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
The woman, they can't do sweetheart too?
The woman? No. Sweetheart, it's only for men.
Well, you know, I suppose we're going to have to go back to the old thing saying, you know, bigamy is one wife too many, and sometimes monogamy is too.
There you go. That's... Don't say that out loud. Don't say that to your wife if you're married.
No, that's quiet.
All right.
Well, talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye. I don't get it. Like, there's a generational gap, I believe, in the understanding of what consent is. I believe. And I think that because men have had to regulate their behavior so much more carefully in, say, the past 40 years, they're holding on to whatever privilege that being a man affords you, right? Because rape's an issue about women, right? Rape is an issue about violence against women. Yes, men get raped too. Did you read the UB study? Jesus. But when we're talking marital rape, it's usually an issue about women. All right? We got a phone call? Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. I actually wanted to get in from last week to commend you for how well you handle yourself with one of your callers. You perhaps know who I meant.
Oh yeah, I think
who
so.
I mean.
Yeah. Thank you.
He calls every day. And actually I recorded the entire conversation.
You did.
And I played it back.
Oh Lord.
Yes, I did. He was talking over your head. He was trying to make you look small and pull you down.
Yes.
But you did a marvelous job at it, and you stood up to him.
Thank you very much.
You really stood up to him.
Thank you.
Because I always listen. And the thing about why would someone need to call the talk show every day sometimes they're angry? If you're going to call the talk show every day, think about some suggestions in an effort to make the situation at hand you're talking about better.
Yeah.
He's not done that. Now, the only thing I'm going to ask about this marital rape.
Sure.
When you're in a marriage, why it has to come to that?
It shouldn't.
Be a number of reasons. It has to be a number of reasons. It could be that man could be Odessa and Mary, Joan, Flossie, and I'm Teresa. Right? And then he comes on home to his wife.
Right.
His wife knows what's going on. She don't want to catch any disease from him. She has to protect herself. But there are some women out there who cannot move on because she depends on that man for her support. But what about the other women who can walk away and do better? She's doing better.
Right.
But, you know, God has the final say in that.
Agreed.
Yes.
But yes,
well, thank you again. Your show, I always listen to it. And guess what? What I want to say to you.
What's that?
I know you're going to laugh. I listen to Erin Green all the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
She gives her callers 30 seconds.
Oh,
you
really?
You can't go beyond it. If you go beyond it, she cuts you.
I need to start doing that.
Yeah, you need to start, because I was wondering why you're taking so long to cut him.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you want to be kind, and...
Yeah, you want to be kind, yeah.
I'll say this, for some, and people lose perspective quickly, and I haven't lived everywhere, but I see this a lot in the Bahamas, like, you would be nice to somebody, be accommodating to somebody, and they still will throw it back in your face just to try to make you look stupid or to make themselves the center of attention. And I'm pretty tired of that. So for someone who I allowed to come on my show for free to espouse his views for an entire hour when it usually costs money to do that, to call and tell me I don't know what I'm talking about when I clearly knew what I was talking about and he had no idea what he was talking about.
I know, I just do all of that. Like I
it's
said, I
just not something I'm going to tolerate.
Because y'all play it back later on in the mornings, and I normally go to bed early and get up early. And if I miss the show, I could listen to it around the hours of the morning.
Really
but I want to engage you about something off air.
Sure.
Call you back and what number?
No,
can
no.
Get
you just
on.
Stay on the line, and the producer is going to get your name and number for me. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks so much. Yeah. And I appreciate that, but what we're not going to do is talk about the callers calling the show, because I don't know who needs to hear this, and I don't mean to sound more self-important than I believe I am, but the people are tuning in to listen to me, not the people who call every day. Good input at times, but again, I talked about it with a guy last week. There's 30-odd radio stations if you want to go try your hand at doing this, but mine ain't for you to piggyback off of to try to get no clout on. We're just not doing that, not in 2022. I'm stopping everything. I wanted it to rhyme. I wanted it to be like 2023 to infinity, but I don't care. It's 2022 to infinity. That's how I'm with it. This is how I roll from 22 to infinity. You ever heard 93 to infinity? No? We gotta. What's happening, man? YouTube is right there. All of the 90s you missed? Hip hop? Souls of Mischief? 93 till infinity? Never mind. It's one of the dopest beats ever made. All right, let's go to the phone line. No? Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Is this caller there? Nope, no problem. We're going to go to the... And I didn't mean today to talk solely about marital rape, because there are a couple of other issues I do want to talk about. Just call it I slip. Oh, marital rape? Just call it something else. This says, one, women wake up in the night and want sex, too. So until we stop making believe only men want sex, we can't have a real discussion about marital rape. Boy, your logic escapes me there. Until we stop making it that only men want sex, we can't have a real discussion about marital rape. Right. Okay. I don't understand that, but okay. It says, one, until we can talk about we can't have a real discussion. Stop making jokes women can make when, two, women can rape men to wake up. Yeah, I didn't say women can't rape men. You come in with a lot of, like, broad strokes and not focusing on the actual issue. All right, we got to talk about, until we can acknowledge that women want sex. Yeah, women want sex. We've acknowledged it. Can we have a discussion now? All right? It's just that women aren't beasts of the field, okay? That's all I'm saying. Women do want sex, and women do enjoy sex, but women often take a different route to getting aroused and wanting to have sex. That's all I'm saying. For men, it's sometimes a real binary calculation, and for women, well, hell, y'all have met women, right? It's complicated at times. It's not just women meet and women want to have sex with you. That's, you know, it's not how it usually works, except in college, which is just a magical time. Let's go to the text messages. This says, I can't even read these texts these people send me on the side. Says it's wrong to force anyone to have sex, married or not. I agree. Why do I even try to understand those people? Just sad people with no understanding. Says Juan, Minister Monroe may be right, but if mere semantics can convince the masses to support marital rape, we're lost. We need to be mature and reasonable enough to call things what they are. Sexual assault is rape. Molestation is rape. And whenever we decide to name it, it is still rape. Sucking my teeth. Well, and here's when you sometimes have to have political courage. And unfortunately, no one has displayed it since this issue has came up. It's that you pass laws, and people are upset about them in the beginning. And then people start to understand that this really doesn't affect everybody once we put it into practice. It affects a very small subset of people who should have protection under the law, because the law is for everybody. And it doesn't impact everyone, right? So remember when the cell phone law passed? Remember that law? You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving, that nobody abides by. Dude almost killed me on East Bay Street the other day. He legit was just right by Harbor Bay, almost murdered me in his little stupid what do you call it? What's the Nissan call? March? Whatever it is, right? Dude got his phone in his lap, legit looking in his lap, driving at the same time. Now, I don't know if y'all know how stupid y'all look out here, reading your phone and driving at the same time like a drunken lunatic. Y'all are going to hurt somebody. But anyway, remember when that law passed and everyone was like, oh, gosh, it's not going to. Remember when the seatbelt law passed? Oh, remember when Pinlan and those repealed the buggery laws? Oh, Jesus, the gays are going to be fornicating in the street like animals. We gotta, society's gonna decay and fall apart. It kind of did in some respects. Maybe that's, yeah, maybe that's the cause, that the gays can have sex. Maybe that led to all the increase in killings. We gotta take a break. We gotta take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Wendy's, heat up your morning. Wake up with our new hot honey chicken biscuit that is forged in flavor and made fresh every morning just for you. Forged from a fusion of sweet honey and spicy heat. Wendy's new hot honey chicken biscuit is our breaded premium all-white chicken breast topped with habanero honey, served on a fresh baked buttermilk biscuit. It offers the perfect balance of sweet heat. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises its customers in New Providence and the Family Islands that the corporation will commence mass disconnections beginning Monday, March 28, 2022, on all outstanding accounts and financial agreements. Customers who have not honored their financial agreements are advised to visit their local offices to update those agreements as soon as possible. And all customers are further advised to bring their accounts up to date to avoid the disconnection of their water and sewage services without further notice.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Burger King Nassau is taking spice to new heights with the new Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwiches. Enjoy your choice of a flame-grilled Whopper or crispy chicken filet topped with chipotle sauce, guacamole, jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, tomato, all on a fresh potato bun. The new Baja sandwiches at Burger King Nassau pack with ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings. It's the perfect way to fill your day. The Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwich are only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Samantha's always on point. She doesn't miss a thing. When she signs up for any insurance policy, she reads all the fine print. She knows what's covered, what's not covered, and she's aware of her deductibles. When it comes to insurance, it pays to know your policy. Review every insurance policy so you know what you're covered for. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking marital rape. We can kind of go through the rest of these text messages before till the end of this hour, and then we can talk about some other things that are going on in the news. On the other side, this is one. Can you imagine people saying we should not have child rape laws? protections because a child might lie and accuse someone of rape. What is wrong with us? Well, here's the thing. I've covered numerous rape trials, a couple of them from cruise ship passengers. And I think that I'm not trying to excuse anything, but I do think that when we look at the Bahamas and say, well, we have the highest incidence of rape in the Caribbean and in the probably top 20 in the world, we do need to take into account that we have millions of visitors who also accuse people of rape that have nothing to do with Bahamians. Now, we do have visitors who accuse Bahamians of rape, but we have visitors who've accused, we have American visitors who've accused Americans of rape. I covered a trial of a cruise ship passenger, and she had accused this Honduran guy who worked on the cruise ship of raping her when they caught her in her cabin engaged in sex with the guy. And he sat in Fox Hill. This dude had to be 21 years old. He sat for 18 months until the trial. Dude, family scraped together to pay for a lawyer. The girl, the lady, young lady, and her family flew down here for the trial. Homeboy was acquitted, released from Her Majesty's prison, sent to the Carmichael Road Detention Center, and promptly deported. 2 years of his life had just gone down the drain. And nothing occurred to the young lady. So in terms of, do you want there to be punishments for people who file false reports when that's demonstrably clear, like you weren't around or there's no way you could have committed this crime? Sure. But if you're going to say, if you accuse someone of rape and they're acquitted, there's some sort of punishment from you. There's some sort of punishment for you. I don't think we want that, because then no one's going to come forward and say that they were raped, or any sort of crime for that matter, if there's a punishment for the person getting off. All right. But I've seen a lot of rape cases that had nothing to do with Bahamians. It says, Juan, you say you don't even be out after sunset. Mrs. McCartney, lockdown, don't play. I don't go out after sundown. Not like that. Time, when's time change? So stupid. So stupid. It says, I don't believe you, Juan. No explanation. If you're out past 12, who have to sleep facing the door? Explaining time. No, I picked up on that real early in my married life, that it wasn't like that. It says, hey, Juan, that tuna and grits is bussing, bro. You must, you don't know. If you're going to cheat on your wife for tuna and grits, just leave her, right? Just leave. Just leave her alone. It says, hello, Juan. Thank you for your support in this very serious matter. Please clarify that we're not talking about being woken up in the middle of the night and the woman not being in the mood. This is about possibly arguing and being raped, being slapped and being raped, many other situations that are abusive. Well, again, I should talk about it more seriously, because I don't think there's a level of general understanding about what it is we're talking about. But I've been talking about it for a decade now, and I don't know that I got any energy left to try to explain it. This is about women who are unable to file for separation from their husband or initiate divorce proceedings on their own because of finances, etc., still being in the same situation that they were in, even though their relationship has changed, and not being protected if they don't want to have sex with their husband. So I'm going to say it to you like this, so that you can understand how stupid some of you do sound. If your husband sleeps around with other men, and you know that, and he's likely not using protection, and there are a lot of men who sleep with other men in the Bahamas who don't think they're gay. Are you going to sleep with him? Are you going to just let him wake you up in the middle of the night? He may have come out. And you're going to just turn over and let him have at it? If you have a serious suspicion about your husband sleeping with another woman who may or may not have an STD, right? May or may not have HIV, are you going to just roll over? You don't know where he's been, what he's doing? That's just a part of what the Bible says. If another woman comes to you and tells you she has an STD and she's sleeping with your husband, he comes home at 3 o'clock in the morning, you just roll over? We're talking about situations where women, for valid reasons, do not want to have sex with their husband, and also women who, for their own personal reasons, don't want to have sex with their husbands because it's their body and they get to consent, all right? And when your wife doesn't want to have sex with you, there's a problem with your relationship. And your concern should not be if the law is going to come for you if you decide to take it. Your concern should be working on your relationship, in my estimation. But y'all do what y'all want. Let's go to the news. We'll be back in a short bit.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. Viz Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We were talking about the issue of marital rape. Don't think anything's going to happen with that, but it's kind of this exercise we do every few years to vacillate over it in public, and people line off in silos. I just think sometimes that needs to make the best decision to the minority being the members of parliament, even though they were sent there by the majority of the public. They need to make the best decision, majority of the adult public, eligible to vote. They need to make the best decision for the welfare of different groups of people. So I think they should just go ahead and make the decision. There are enough women MPs who have been agitating for this, who want to see it happen. I think that you'll get some uproar if you do pass it, but I think people will quickly realize that it doesn't really apply to them. Which I think that if you logically work through it, beyond your fear of someone just accusing you of rape for revenge, you'd understand that it probably wouldn't apply to the vast, vast, vast majority of people. We got a couple more text messages. Let's do it. Say, Juan, please tell Brave, just tell Brave we want two wives each. Thanks. Did you hear what, or see, you know who could say, you know who's saying this? This person isn't married, right? There's no way that this person is married. Or you're very wealthy. One of the two. Two wives? I couldn't do it. But you know, like seriously dated two women at the same time? It's too much to keep track of. I'm a one-woman type of guy. It says, hi, Juan. Also, women punish men by not giving them sex. Don't forget that. I mean, I'm sure that's true. I'm sure that's the case. I'm sure that's true. You often need to examine why your wife's not giving you sex. All right, that's something that you should work together through as a couple. Like, even if your wife doesn't have the same sex drive as you do, most normal, sensible people who are in relationships understand that there are times that your partner would likely want sex when you don't. Since I've always wondered how a woman can rape a man. I'm sure there are ways. I'm not perhaps creative enough in my imagining to hash it all out right now. This is one you got me dying, LOL. Oh, which part had you die? Except when they want money. It says, great show as usual, Juan. What is your view on the Russian assets getting seized in the Bahamas? Because I think we should ban them from our airspace. But on the other hand, I'm not opposed to us holding their money in the banks in the Bahamas. Is there a middle ground for this? Okay, so that's a good segue, because I wanted to talk about this. Because I see, and I'm not doing this to hate on Michael Pintard, and I do see that the marital rape issue is an issue, but I want to talk about what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, and particularly our role in it. Okay, so we voted with the United Nations to condemn the violence going on in the Ukraine that's being perpetrated by Russia, all right? CARICOM has not decided a firm position in terms of sanctions, et cetera, that we would do as a bloc. And I think that's for the best. We have a role to play in geopolitical relations, absolutely. And though we're small, the best use of our power, that which we would consider us having, would be our voice, all right? So we can condemn what is going on in Ukraine, and I do. I don't know if you guys think this is like Fortnite or something, but they're killing Ukrainians in Ukraine. The Russians are killing Ukrainians in Ukraine. Civilians, peaceful people, not just people they're fighting, like without, they're opening fire on Ukrainians. The front page of the New York Times website yesterday was a picture of four dead, reportedly, according to the videographer or the photographer who took the pictures, in front of them, all right? Children among them, all right? So people are dying. Is it the first place in the world that people are dying? No. But we can say that we don't approve of what is happening in Ukraine. And so using our voice is very important. Now, when it comes to using other tools, that's when we get a bit more complicated with it. All right? So we believe as a country, according to Fred Mitchell, in territorial integrity and self-determination, and we believe that the Ukrainians should have that, all right? We're a very small state. We have no army. We have no capacity to wage war. We have no capacity to cripple any huge major country like Russia, to cripple their activities and what they're doing. As Mia Motley said, we should be friends of all, particularly CARICOM countries, and satellites of none, all right? So even though we're impacted by the war in Ukraine, even though we can use our voice to speak out against the war in Ukraine, I don't know how much more that do to really impact that without having first taken a good hard look at what we might be hurting in order to say that we're doing something. Okay? So we certainly stand with Ukraine. We certainly condemn what is happening and what Russia is doing. As a country, we do. You and your little pocket may not, but as a Bahamas, we've already spoken. Okay? And we want to see a peaceful resolution for the people of Ukraine, as we do for the people of many other countries who are suffering as war is waged. Okay? Yemen, Syria, other countries. Ethiopia is kicking off too. So we want all that. But in terms of greater efforts, I don't know that we need to do all that. All right. And I'm not saying this to be in opposition to anyone's particular point of view, but I'm trying to figure out if we're just calling for things to happen because we want to speak as if we're very serious about something when we don't understand the ramifications. So, Michael Pintard, and I'm not getting down on Michael Pintard, I'm just going off what he said. He said it. I didn't, you know, make him say it. So he said that the government should send the strongest possible message to Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. Okay? So he says, we have to stand in solidarity with the sovereign country whose territory and their borders have been violated by another country. Today it's Ukraine. Tomorrow it could be us or any other member of the global community. I said this before, and I don't mean to be facetious. What country do we have the capacity to ward off an invasion from? Like a serious invasion? Like Cayman? Turks, maybe? It's not going to be us, right? The only thing standing between us and being annexed is the United States of America. Seriously. If it's not the U.S. who would want to annex us. Okay? So here's what he's saying. He's saying, firstly, the government has to do an audit relative to in what areas and to what extent is the Russian government or those that enable the Russian government utilizing our airspace or financial services systems or are in partnership with other nationalities and benefiting from the Bahamas. Now, I'm going to say this. Why you got to do all that? So he says, to the extent we could determine through an audit what their involvement is in our system, we would be in a better position to determine a course of action that would send the strongest possible message to them. Okay. So you're talking about cutting off Russia from our airspace, which I could be wrong about this, and he is calling for an audit. Our airspace is used by Russia to get to Cuba. If you've been to Havana, many of you, you've seen the Russian embassy, okay? The building is the size of a city block. The building of the Russian embassy in Cuba, okay? The Russian ambassador to Cuba, who I believe is also responsible for relations with the Bahamas, he's explaining how our relationship with Russia has increased in recent years. It has become more lucrative to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, all right? Also, you can, through the register of beneficial ownership, determine which bank accounts, IBCs, etc., are registered to Russian citizens and possibly take action there. However, you're going to have, if you do that, because the confidentiality that you promise with the register of beneficial ownership would likely go out the window, all right? And not only Russians are going to be like, I'm not putting my money in the Bahamas because when push comes to shove and the U.S. comes calling or they feel the pinch, they're going to freeze my assets. I can't have that. So I'm going to take all my money elsewhere. All right. And we don't know what connections. It's very difficult to determine. Even England is having a difficult time determining it. It's difficult to determine which companies are owned by Russian citizens that do business throughout the globe that may be doing business here, and we're not sure what we're going to hurt or harm by taking such an extraordinary move. So I don't see that we need to do that. I think that Pintard's being a bit overzealous. That's just me. I don't think we need to go through that. I don't think we need to cut off our airspace. I don't know how we can simply say that we're friends of everybody, such as Cuba and the United States and China, and then stop doing business with someone who does so much business with our friends, and we're friends with Russia, we say. We condemn their actions, but we're friends, right? So I don't understand if we're looking at this the correct way. I think what we've done so far by using our voice is sufficient in terms of seizing Russian assets and doing an audit of Russian accounts and all that stuff like that. I don't know that we need to get into all that right up and now, to me, all right? I condemn the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but under the impression that what's going on is some sort of genocide that they're willing to perpetrate, such that was done by the Germans, all right, in the late 30s and 40s in Europe. So I don't think that we need to do that right now. I think we need to be careful about it. We're going to look like we're doing, we want to look like we're doing something, but I think what we've done so far is enough, all right? And you don't know if you take these actions against Russia now, if this war is going to end anytime soon, and then Russia decides to retaliate by not doing business with us and making it harder to do business with particularly Russian nationals. I don't know that that's something that we want to do right now, to me. All right? Now, the United Nations Trade Statistics Branch says Russia exported over $280 million worth of goods to the Bahamas in 2019. Did it? How did they get that figure? Is that petroleum that came from Russia that we bought from someone else? What is Russia exporting to the Bahamas? It says, according to the Observatory of Economic Complexity, refined petroleum was the top product exported from Russia to the Bahamas that year. Okay, fair enough. So some of our petroleum came from Russia? Petroleum. I know our petroleum comes from Venezuela, Texas. I guess it could come from all sorts of places and we wouldn't really have tracked it that closely because we buy most of it from Shell. Anyway, I just don't know that we need to be going through that right now. No, this person disagrees, says, I strongly disagree. Just because we are small, we're not allowed to take these steps. We have to stand up, and at some point, what business will affect us? Close our accounts, close the airspace, stop killing Ukrainians, and go home. I agree, stop killing Ukrainians. I'm with you. I am with you. I don't know that if we take those actions, we're going to untangle that complication as quickly as we might want to. I don't know what Russian assets are here. Yeah, I don't know. That to me, I understand wanting to take a stand, but that seems like a lot to me. All right. Says, hello, Juan. Is the Russia-Ukraine conflict an example of racist oppression? Can you help clarify this conundrum? I'm sorry, racist oppression? I think the Ukrainians and Russians are very ethnically tied close together. I don't think it's racist, no. They got a lot of Jewish people in Ukraine. They got a lot of Jewish people in Russia. A lot of Christian people in Russia, too. Hey, Juan, why can't we just go straight to Venezuela to purchase our own fuel? Sure. So, and when was it, 2018? Was it 2018? Okay, so in 2018, when Nicolas Maduro won the election in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido said that he didn't win, and he declared himself president, and we were among a very select few nations in the Organization of American States, not that I was opposed to this move, that said that we supported Juan Guaido, who was not democratically elected, to be the president over Nicolas Maduro. And you can see that that has gone nowhere, but it did get us an invite to Mar-a-Lago. All right. And then Gaston Browne was like throwing shade. I got a problem with him still from that. Slight problem. I like him, but I got a problem. You're talking too much trash, bro. Right? Don't worry about what we talking about with Trump. Don't worry about that. All right? Worry about your action. So I don't know. I don't know that we're gonna go to Venezuela and go, hey man, we're among the very few nations who voted to say that your actual president was not the actual president, and now we want to buy oil at beneficial rates, if that's okay. So I don't know how that conversation is going to go. I don't think that they're just going to forget what happened at the OAS. Maybe they will. Maybe a lot of people did. But I'm pretty sure if Venezuela went to the OAS and go, you know what, Brad Davis ain't prime minister. The dude who smashed the Statue of Columbus, he's actually the prime minister. No actual election took place. He just said he's the prime minister. So, and we're going to tell the entire world that we believe that guy's the prime minister. I think we'd remember that next time they came calling. So I think we got some stuff to clear up with Venezuela before we go through all that. But maybe they just want to sell the oil. Who knows? We got a call. Let's go call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing, Juan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, my brother. You're making some sense today. Some serious sense today. See, Juan, let me see if I can help you be me. But see, all our people too is followers. See, I took plenty of reading, Juan, plenty of searching, plenty. I watch every news network there is in the world if I can catch it. Al Jazeera, I pay for these things. I'm not biased. I watch all news. Now, the history of Russia and Ukraine is that in Ukraine, they got a dam, and Russia got the water from the dam. See? Now, I know everybody needs water. If you ain't got the water, you're dead. See, many people just talk, and listen to everybody talk. When Barack Obama and that same Biden in power, they got all the water, and black people, they say, no, too long. Now, who won Biden? They skipped the Bahamas. The British left, the Canadians. None of them know investment. The Chinese came right in, building Bahama, buy everything. See, people got to understand. They can't have the pie and cake and eat at the same time. Can't suffer some time. You can stand up. That's our airspace. We need monies. We need monies, Warren. Okay? I'll pay one a year for paying some service. That's almost $1 billion for paying some of them service, man. Who is going to wake up and get paid money and want pension? We can stand up and work, but the best interest of us paying payments. When America gone and killed Saddam Hussein and killed Gaddafi, they didn't do America nothing, no. When the British were fighting Aberdeen and the Falkland Islands, America had to bail them out again. See, Warren, I don't sound like a racist. See, thank God it's white and white now. Thank you, goodness. Let's stay with America and force America to come here. Let's get away from the Canadians of this country. Canadians won't like us. Because how they treat us, they ain't banking and need to choice, and our government allowed them to do this as Warren. Warren, keep up a good way, my brother. You're doing a good job.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, this may be a point of contention, but I'm going to say that the Americans didn't kill Gaddafi, and the Libyans killed Gaddafi. The Americans supported the uprising. Ever watch Gaddafi's, watch How to Be a Tyrant on Netflix? Although I've actually read quite a bit about Gaddafi before that, but it kind of, in a nutshell, explains to you Gaddafi's rise to power and death. Yeah. This says, good day, Mr. McCarthy, does Shell purchase oil from Russia? Shell just made a large purchase of oil from Russia, because Russia's having problems offloading their oil because there's no They haven't put an actual ban or sanctions on Russian oil and its products, but or natural gas. But there's been kind of a de facto ban taking place on the world stage, where refineries don't even want to handle the oil because they're afraid that if sanctions come, they won't be able to offload it. So traders are not fooling with the Russian oil like that, and it's causing oil prices to go up elsewhere, right? Because that's taking a great deal of supply out of the market, all right? Although the United States says they're trying to look at that. They said they were freeing up, the United States and 30 other countries were freeing up, like, was it 60 million barrels, which is nothing. The United States would consume that in a couple of days. But they're looking, the U.S. Congress, I read, was looking at changing a law that requires all oil that's trafficked in the U.S. to be done with U.S. registered ships, or trafficked to the U.S. to be done with U.S. registered ships, et cetera. And they say that could help a great deal in reducing the cost of oil. But we'll see. We'll see. Gas is about $5.50 a gallon here. The United States gas is going over $4 a gallon. Uncle Joe says they're going to work it out, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, right? But the Shell did buy quite a bit of oil buy Russian oil, all right? And now they're all kind of like faking like they're sorry. So you don't got to do all that. Send it here. Send it here. We'll deal with it. Send it. Go refine it and send it here. All right. We'll take it. Send us that good Bunker C. We can't take the fuel charge going up no more. All right. And now you're in this thing if you know, they're calling Russian oil like blood money, you know what I mean, if you pay for it. So they're throwing that at you now. You don't want that, right? You don't want like 100 years from now people going like Ford, you know, Henry Ford, he didn't like the Jews. You know, he's Hitler, yeah? All right. So you don't want that. You want to be careful. All right. Okay. More text. This says vodka. We import vodka. Here's the thing. If one bottle of vodka currently in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that's being sold in retail stores was made in Russia, I'd be shocked. Right? They don't. You know we have the recipe, right? Yeah? They make it all over. They created it. They came up with it. It's theirs. No one can take that away from them. But we don't really. I'd be shocked if we have any Russian vodka on the shelves that are really. We put Russian names on it. Right? Okay. Like Stoli. Right? Let's go to another phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I like when they stop checking, when they name the vodka, you know, like just aristocrat, just throw any name on it. They don't make that in Russia. All right, let's do the phone line. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
How's it going?
Now, about a month ago, I see a bomb of this plane, this big fat plane flying low over here.
A what?
The Russians are plenty, I guess, some plenty things going on around here, behind the scene. You see his big fat jet flying low. Mm-hmm. Now, Ocean Club is bought by a Russian billionaire. So you think we can seize that? And the Bahamas, I don't think, right? What do we enforce from Russia? I know caveat made there, saved for a cult, you know, we're that. But it's going to call Stolichnaya, Stoli, and vodka. I think, when did the company saw it was made there? I haven't seen nothing yet that's made in Russia itself. Other than that plenty of money passed through here, Russians, you know, come fight and stuff. We don't know who lives here. They'll be the closest thing to the state. And then go on. Who controls our airspace above 3,000 feet? U.S., right?
No, we control it. We pay someone else to monitor it at the moment.
I mean, to the FAA? When that changed? I'm shocked that the U.S.
We you didn't hear D'Aguilar bragging about the airspace agreement we signed? We just don't have the... We don't have the... They collect... We collect the money. We got to pay them. Because they have the equipment.
I would not think they would let no planes get too close to the States. And they don't know where most... You know...
The FAA and Cuba does because they have the equipment to do it. We don't. That's what people miss big time about this whole airspace agreement.
We learned, right? We took Gwendolyn's fight in. Twin must stand still. They're going to drag us into it. And then, at the end of the day, the U.S. don't give us no aid. The U.S. give Israel $2 billion worth of aid. They go to their parents there. Arctic base. That's cheap. That's cheap rent.
The Artec base?
Yes. Are we getting our full price for the rental of that?
I mean, I suppose it could be more, but I don't know what the, you know what I mean? I don't know what the trade-off is. It might be something that's not
Israel got set the most billionaires in the world, but they take Israel $2 billion every year in aid, free.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get aid from them. A little gift from little planes, a little police cars.
I see.
But every year, they don't give us nothing but... They're trying to tell us what to do and who to be with.
So we're like Israel in what respect?
Pardon?
We're like Israel in what respect?
I'm saying they give Israel aid.
Uh-huh.
They don't get us no aid.
But we do get aid.
How? How?
We have Operation Bahamas, Turks, and Caicos that seeks to curb drug trafficking in our country.
That's protect them, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But aid means every year you get this amount of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Come to your bank account.
Yeah, we get other things. We get scholarships. We get grants.
That's more things. Other countries get aid.
Mm-hmm.
They give us no aid.
Okay.
So we survive on our own through other people coming through here. You know.
We survive on our own through other people?
Yeah.
That makes sense to you? We survive on our own through other people? Okay. We don't have time today. And if I have the time, I'm going to do this tomorrow, okay? There are too many of us in this country, and you're going to be mad at me. You're going to curse me, right? Because, you know, it is what it is. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm never going to lie to you if I know any better, right? There are too many of us in this country through... our geographical placement that has nothing to do with anyone who has ever lived in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, all right? None of us put these islands here. But through our geographical placement, situated next to the richest country on the planet, we believe that somehow the role we play and the role we deserve to play in geopolitical affairs is much, much larger than it actually is. So I'm going to help you. Without tourists from the United States of America and Canada and some other countries, we would be living subsistence lives. Somebody's got to tell you this. All right? Without that relationship, we're screwed. And I know what you're going to hit me with. McCartney, we got the aragonite. We got the aggregate. All right? We got limestone. Yeah? We could all be rich because that's what everyone sells you, right? That dream. You can all be rich. Very few nations, they just tell you this, that you can be, the people, that's a populist point of view, that you can all be rich, it's fine. There's a lot. I heard someone say this the other day on the radio. There's enough money in the Bahamas that everyone could be wealthy. Is there? Really? Through something, and we're going to explore this more tomorrow. Again, you're going to be mad at me, you're going to cuss me, and it's okay. It's okay, because if when I leave, I'm going to leave knowing that I kept it real with you. All right? So the notion that everyone in the Bahamas should be rich and that we don't need these huge economies of scale to contribute to us when we hardly grow anything, when we don't make anything, when you look at us per capita even though we can excel on the world stage, we're not knocking it out the park as a nation in terms of educational achievement and attainment, in terms of technological advancements, in terms of environmental stewardship, in terms of actually having food sustainability. So we don't have any of those things, but yet we somehow expect to all be fat and rich and not work. And I don't know who the hell perpetrated this notion so widely among us, but I thank God Almighty that nobody ever sold that notion to me. And I was told, even though y'all think there's a special, like, light skin school you go to and they just give you like papers and you get jobs, but I was told you got to work, all right, for what you want. You got to get yourself an education. You got to work hard at your job. You got to try to save and build and be smart about it. And is the system designed for people to stay in debt and not really progress if they're not smart about their money and the moves they make? Absolutely. That's capitalism. It ain't perfect, but it's what we got. Where we think we're something we're not. All right? We didn't make it by ourselves. We made it by selling our services to Americans. And it has helped us a great, great deal. All right? And we're not alone in that. China's grown its economy astronomically, exponentially, for years and years and years and years, for decades, by having one of the lowest rates of worker pay on Earth, some of the worst labor laws that disadvantage workers. I'm not ragging on China. I'm just being real. All right? And it did what it had to do in order to position itself in the wider world. So we can be prosperous as a nation. We can do much as a nation. But when I hear people who ain't got three BJC sitting down telling me they want to earn $1,000 a week, sitting behind a cash register, or the government should be sending them a check every month, despite not doing nothing but having been birthed in the Bahamas, I question our capacity to move forward in a sensible way. Like I said, you're going to cuss me, and that's fine. We can talk more about this tomorrow, right? But all this we got going on where we think we're just automatically entitled to stuff just because we're Bahamian? Who do you think you are? That you should be prosperous without work. That you should have wealth without sacrifice. We have to stop teaching people this, man. We got to start teaching people about achievement and working hard. And I think we do a good job of doing that for a lot of people. But there are a lot of people who call this radio who think that they just should be given something. When I don't understand what your investment was into this thing, that you think you should be getting so much idle effort on your part. We got to go to a break. We'll be back.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
We believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com. Visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau, or 352-6676 for Freeport.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL. Growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We were talking about Ukraine, and, you know, we kind of got into this notion that, man, I don't know where it came from. We have this notion that we're really something that we're not. And that's not to take away from the Bahamas' rights as a sovereign and our right to self-determination and to make the rules as to how we interact with those who come into our country to do business with us. But if we want to start chasing clout and making demands, we got to start putting in some work that's going to take national sacrifice. I don't hear this from nobody else, right? I look around the Caribbean, I don't hear it from nobody else. What I deserve, what we should have, what the government should do for, I don't hear that from the Jamaica. Jamaicans come here, work 3-4 jobs. Right? Like, remember the whole In Living Color sketch? You're lazy. You got 2 jobs. I don't hear this from the Haitians. Real talk. Even though, you know, you'll get Haitians who squat on land and stuff like this and build shanties. But still, I don't hear second generation Haitians or first generation Haitians go, oh, we deserve. We work is what we do. Right? We working, the working people. You got some people in every culture who ain't into doing nothing, but still. I hear this from us a lot. And for people who, and it saddens me, because we can master not throwing trash on the ground. Like, I watch y'all out here throw huge bags of trash outside your window. Because why? Because somebody else is supposed to pick it up, right? The magic fairy is supposed to clean up after you. These are conversations I have with my 8-year-old about leaving his clothes on the ground. Like, ain't nobody supposed to pick up after you. You pick up after yourself. If I do it, it's out of generosity and kindness. We didn't bring you into this world to throw all your stuff on the ground and not pick up after yourself. My son don't go to bed until he picks up his room. And he's 8. Judge me trying to explain to 50. Right? Unless we all put in, this thing don't work. But we all out here, like, we lost. Like, we suckers, right? Like, brave David's supposed to deliver us. What JJ saying? 7 years, right? So we deal in mysticism now, right? So magic gonna happen in 7 years once the Moses crew die out. And what gonna happen? Somebody I'm not aware of is gonna come through who got a different ethic than the Moses crew? Nah, in 7 years, we still gonna be screwed. Unless we all start taking it seriously and pitch in and realize this country works when all of us work together in it. Not when we just blame others for what we don't have. It frustrates me, man. For real. Real talk. I'm frustrated by it. Because I want the best for us. But we're not going to get anywhere if we don't understand that this takes work. All right? Apply yourself and do the best you can. And nations that have done that through in the past century, they tend to climb their way out of it. And we're positioned to take great advantage of it. But until we stop acting like we're supposed to have the very best but not put in the best effort, I don't know that we're going to get anywhere because we're still waiting. We're dealing in mysticism. We're dealing in luck. We're dealing in numerology, right? The number 7 going to make something magical happen for the nation. And I watch us. And in 7 years, ain't nothing going to change. If you don't change. Right? I sit on this program. I talk about homeless people downtown. I see, like, the U.S. and the cruise port has given, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a new tourism policing station downtown. Can you get the vagrants out of downtown? Right? Because I know, like, we think we just do this on our own and tourists ain't got nothing to do with it. But I wasn't hearing that tough talk when the pandemic had kicked off. Right? I wasn't hearing all that when the U.S. dollars dried up in the economy. I heard people calling asking for help getting food. So if we value that business and we value the tourists who want to actually be downtown and not take reports back to their country of how filthy it is, and has a bunch of homeless people and vagrants and drug addicts downtown, maybe we could at least police that little corridor of our island, right? I know all the killings going on and y'all can't get all the murderers. I know. Right? But maybe from, like, the courtyard, what is it, Marriott? Maybe from, like, the courtyard to the Victoria on the Bay, like, we could secure that and throw some police at it. Says, you said you don't believe there's a genocide in Ukraine. They're bombing hospitals and residential areas. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to see more before I say genocide. It just seems like they're doing blanket tactics in order to cause the most damage as possible to cow the Ukrainian people. But as far as go in there to target and just kill Ukrainians to kill Ukrainians because they're Ukrainians, I don't see that happening. But again, I'm not on the ground, and I'm sure you talk to Ukrainian, they'll feel different about it, maybe. Like I said, perspective. I talked to the lady who talked to me about something else the other day, and she was very candid about the perspective of Chinese people being different than the perspective of a lot of other people because they're simply not just Chinese. They're simply not Chinese. All right. Anyway, that's pretty much the show for today. As I said, some of you are going to be angry about it because you do perpetuate the... I'll tell you a story. And people keep saying, well, no talk about your business. Well, I ain't like the lady at the PLP talking about how sweet it is to get juice in the middle of the night, to get wake up and juice. So I clearly... There's a threshold for me talking my business. I don't talk what y'all talking, how y'all like to get sex. But I'm going to tell you a story. And being in proximity to wealth can sometimes be dangerous than your own particular situation. So I went to St. Andrew's School, right? because my parents thought it was the best school on the island and I had problems with other schools. And so they sent me to St. Andrew's School and they thought that these people clearly can make sure that my son gets a good education because he's not focused, yada, yada, yada. I probably had like ADHD or something like this, but who knows. But thankfully, they didn't drug me, right? So one of my friends had a nice house and I spent the weekend over there and they had a pool and all stuff like that. And I came back, I'm a teenager. I asked my father, I was like, well, why don't we have this and why don't we have that? You work and you have businesses and everything like that. My father took me into his study. He showed me the check that he had written to the school and it had bounced twice. All right? And that's the realest my father ever was with me. That started it, right? And after that, I went and started working with my father. The check bounced twice. He was like, we sacrifice to send you to this school. You are not born rich. You have parents who work hard. If you want these things that we don't have, then you too have to work. None of this is easy for us. Some people are fortunate that they're born into more wealth than privilege. And other people just have to work and sacrifice and save and make it. We got to stop pretending like we're something we're not, until we can actually be who we think we are. We got to get out of here. You guys take care out there. Lord, spare life. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day, Bahamas.